everyone. I'm Angelina Pagliaccio, and this is Hawk Talk, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. We are in Studio Q at North Campus today, April 25th, 2024. Today we have Haley.
Hello.
We're going to talk about swimming and just kind of how her season went and just kind of going over how QU swimming is. So, how did your season go, Haley?
It honestly went pretty well. I dropped a bunch of time. I haven't dropped time in maybe like 4 years. So it was a nice refresher coming
into college after high school.
Yeah.
I know you had an injury. Do you want to talk about your injury just a little bit?
Yeah, I've been struggling with an injury since I was 12. I have chronic pain and I've been getting treatment for it. And I came here injured. And it's just been getting better and better as the season's progressed.
It's very nice to see, especially swimmers coming in, to especially the colleges and just getting better and better, and loving their sport a little bit more and more. So how did conference go for you? Because there's a lot of people that loved it, hated it. There was a lot of back and forth on the swim team. I do know that.
Yeah, there was. I feel like, well, I loved it. But I was sick for half of it, so.
Okay. Yeah, I was a little sick. Me and Haley were roommates.
Yeah.
We did get sick together over conference. It was a struggle, but most of the people at that meet did get, like, COVID or just sick.
Or strep.
Or strep or pneumonia. The pool quality just. The air quality goes down at every meet.
Yeah, it was so bad towards the end. It was so warm, I feel like, and the pool was just so
disgusting. Started getting gross because our meets are formatted as a 5-day meet. It starts on a Tuesday, goes to a Saturday, and it's morning and afternoon, so prelim finals. And these kids are giving everything they got into this, and it's just all out swimming constantly. So your body just starts deteriorating by the end of these meets.
And, like, your mental starts deteriorating.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of shakiness on the team. I did see it a little bit. But yep. How do you think the personality of the team really had to help? How did you think it helped you?
I think just them cheering me on and all of us just, like, getting together at night and eating, like, our meals together really, like, brought the team closer.
Oh, yeah. The big, big meals.
Yeah.
Because we would get these giant meals at the hotels.
Catered meals.
Oh, yeah. Catered meals. Some people wouldn't like them, but
yep.
Hey, man, it's not for everyone, and which is fine, but we love it. So for next year, how do you think your season will go?
I'm hoping it goes good.
Do you have any plans, like, over the summer for swimming, especially, or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I'm planning on training long course this season with my home team.
What's long course?
To
tell everyone.
It's an Olympic-sized pool, so 50 meters. You just swim and train in there, and it's just, like, short course yards.
Can you talk a little bit more about, like, how our season is? Because we do completely different seasons from Olympians and stuff like that for college. How does our season look, just to explain to everyone?
Well, we start with an inner squad, and we do a bunch of dual meets throughout the whole season, 25 yards. We had one 25-meter pool.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. That was the one meet that I did not go to because I had a heart monitor on that week.
Yep.
It was very fun to watch everyone on the phone, on the live stream, just kind of dying at that pool.
It was a struggle through and through, man.
Yeah.
Like, those extra yards, oh, my gosh, they add a lot.
They add up because every single second counts, and that extra, what, 5-ish yards?
It was
5 yards to the wall. It counts a lot.
And the pool was just bad. It was super deep, super dark in there, and the pool deck was so slippery.
It looked like a cave. I saw a lot of people slipping. I saw a lot of people tripping over each other at that pool. There's not much space at that. That's nope. William Jules's pool.
Yep.
I do have to out them on that one. Their pool is
it's
a little dungeony.
It's set up horribly.
Yeah, it is. It is. But back to your summer plans and getting more into swimming for next year and stuff like that. How How do you think you're going to come in? You're going to be more prepared going into this season, less prepared, you think? How do you see your next season?
I see myself being more prepared since coming into the season, we're freshmen, didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, like, for our first dual meet, like, I'll know what to expect instead of just being, like, a nervous wreck the
yeah,
whole
yeah.
time. It was horrible going in, not knowing how to do anything. Like, I knew how to do it, but when I got there, I didn't.
Because swimming for college is completely different from swimming at, like,
a club.
A club meet. A club meets are, it's every single event you have to, or you don't have to do, but they have every single event. But
all ages.
All ages. But whenever you come to college, tell us more about that.
When you come into college, it's just, like, three heats for each event. And yeah. It goes by so fast. And you just have no time.
Yeah.
Or rest or do anything. You usually don't get a warm down pool either. That's, and that sucks.
Because usually before and after a race, you go and warm up in a separate pool from the competition pool. And you warm up and then you go and swim your race, which is maybe 2 minutes by max.
If that. Like 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Because Haley is also a sprinter.
Yep.
So she is not in the water for much, much long at all. So she will be in the water for like 30 seconds to maybe 59 seconds. Sorry, that was rude. My bad. But she is not in that pool for long. And then she needs to go straight into that cool down pool to get all the lactic acid out, flush out the system, and then come back and talk to coaches.
Yep.
How was your coach's experience this year?
Honestly, my coaching experience was like great. It's one of the best coaching experiences I've ever had. Having a coach that genuinely cares about you and like tries to connect with you was amazing. And having a coach be so like open to you.
Yeah.
And opening, like open to hearing your struggles outside the pool.
Because we're both sprinters. So we both had Coach Grant.
Yep.
He is our GA and he is sadly leaving this year. He was here for 2 years, two amazing years that he helped this team by a lot. He helped Brian so much.
In and out of the pool.
He helped all the kids. He gave every kid what he listened. He listened and
he gave us what we needed to hear.
Yeah.
In and out of the water. Like
very real.
When we were doing sets, he would tell us what we were doing wrong, what we were doing right, and then out of the pool, he would tell us like how to deal with our like personal problems.
Yeah. Because you would come to him for either like personal problems or you would just go over to talk. Like
just
you would
joke around with him.
Yeah, you would come to the pool at least like 20 minutes early just to go sit down with a man and just kind of have a fun conversation before dying in your sets.
Yep.
So it was very refreshing to have and just be in general. So saying he's leaving, how do you feel about that? I know it's a big thing.
I feel so sad. We're getting a new coach.
Are you excited for the new coach? Because he did get picked, and he did, our coach, Coach Brian, he did have us all come, whoever wanted to, come to the interview process, and which is very, very nice and very open as a team, so we can get what we need, because it's going to be a sprint coach.
Yep.
It is what we are looking for, and so it's very, very refreshing to see coaches see what athletes need. Because not a lot of them do that, and we recognize that very fast, and we are so appreciative of Brian for doing that and taking in our consideration for it. And so how do you like the new coach and what you've seen from him so far? I know there's not much, but...
Yeah, there's not too much to go off of, but from the interview, he was a pretty nice guy. He knew what he was talking about, willing to learn about it. He brought some sets that I really liked.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it was
completely
very exciting.
Different than what we've been doing, and I like to switch it up a little bit. I can't do the same set
every
single week.
Yeah, that's a very fun thing, because back home, so I know not a lot of people know about swimming, but whenever you're swimming, some people, you know the Home Depot buckets, the yellow Home Depot buckets? Yeah, so we take those, put a string on the handle, and then you get a belt, and you put it on, and you swim with those. And that's what this guy knows. And so I know it sounds horrible, and it is, but it helps you so much. It helps with your pull, your kick, just getting faster and adding that drag onto you. It sucks at the time, But it helps a lot. It helps a lot in the long run. I know a lot of people haven't really heard about that. It's more of a Brazilian style training, but it's kind of crazy. I do know that, but it's not for everyone, and it is for some people. Training, especially for swimming, goes day to day, person to person.
Some people may like some sets. Some yeah. people may hate them.
Oh yeah, you can't please everyone, especially with swimming.
Because
in one practice, you're doing at least 3 to 4 sets
yep.
alone. So it's a warm up, it's a preset, it's maybe a kick set, a pull set, and then it's your main set. Main set is always at the end. It's when you're dying. It's mimicking a meet pretty much.
When it sucks the most.
Oh, when it sucks the most. And so it's kind of just really, really painful for everyone. That's the good thing about QU swimming, especially. We do pull each other in at that last moment yep. where you all start screaming like, yeah, come on, let's go,
patting
let's go.
Each other on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Getting each other ready to
getting
go.
Getting each other hyped up, especially the sprint team. Yep. We're talking mainly for the sprint team. Sorry, distant kids.
Not sorry.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. We have a little bit of a beef. It's more of like it's a constant what?
I'm better than you.
Yeah, I'm better than you, yeah. But it's all in love. It's all in love because we try our best, but
there's always going to be a little feud right
oh,
there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's who does more, who does less. Of course, distance is going to do more.
Yeah, and who can do each other's events best. Oh, yeah.
We did one meet that we knew we were going to kind of win. I know it's kind of braggy to say, but we switched our sprint kids to distance kids. So we did. So this is like putting a 50, that's 2 laps. So a kid that swims a 50, we're putting them in a 500. A 500 is 20 laps. So
20 laps of pain.
20 laps of pain. And this is like 5 minutes long. So it's a 5 to 6 minute. Yeah, it's 5 to 6 minute long swim that you're trying to go all out in. Because by this point, a 500 is like it's still going fast.
It's still a sprint.
It's still a sprint pretty much. Like these distance kids are turning
the 500, the 200
into these crazy sprints. And so
they're getting faster every year.
Every single year, these 500s are going down in time. Right now, there's a kid that went, 350, 349?
That's crazy.
And it is insane because what we're looking for right now in like colleges, D2 colleges right now, mm-hmm. our kids are going maybe 430, 430, which is still
that's generous.
Insane. And generous too, yeah. But the GLF for swimming is one of the fastest conferences. It matches up with D1.
Yep.
And so we are going against these Olympic prospects that are going to the Olympics. There's one kid that is going to the Olympics off of
UND?
UND. UND. He just made trials cut. He's for Germany. And so we're going against these Olympic trial kids, which is insane. But it's also so cool to look at because you can feed off of their energy, their vibe at swimming. You can watch them. And that's what a lot of us do. We watch and we see and we analyze and we do what they do, but we try to do better.
Yep.
Because we want to be them, but we want to be one step above at Quincy because
we're always just trying to be better.
We're always just trying to be better, especially as Hawks. We're cheering for each other. We were the loudest ones at conference.
At every meet.
At every single meet, you saw us screaming. You saw us at the banquet last night.
Yeah.
We stood up for our coach whenever he won that award because we trust in him. We know what he's doing, and we're here for him.
Yeah.
We do what he says, where he's paying the big dollars. So
whatever he says goes.
Whatever he says goes, and he's just an amazing guy.
Yeah.
He's a genuine guy. He tells you up front what's going on. And just we want to support our team as much as we can. We're here for them. We want to cheer for them. We want everyone to see off of QU that QU swimming is probably one of the best sports.
And is here to stay.
And is here to stay. The last 2 years were great.
Yep.
And for us, the next 2 more
are going to be even, sorry, my bad.
Yeah. I forgot what grade we were. But the next 3 are going to be even better.
Yeah.
Because
we're building up the team how we want to.
Yeah, we're building the unity, the the style of the team, everything.
Traditions.
Traditions. Oh, we have a tradition going on right now. Haley, tell us more about that tradition.
So we're doing assassin throughout the girls' team. Yeah. So it's basically where you try and get, you get a random name off the girls' team, and that's your target, and you try and shoot them with a water gun. But you're safe if you have floaties on. So a bunch of us are wearing floaties around campus.
And so many people have been coming up to Haley saying, why do you have floaties on? Because we're swimmers. Why are you wearing floaties? And then Haley has to say, well,
I'm getting targeted right now.
And you just see them running across campus. It's so fun to watch because it's like none of us care what we look like.
No.
We just care if we're having fun and just building up this team culture in general.
It's bringing us so much closer during this.
It really is, especially in the off season. We're getting so much closer and closer, and it's great. And we're so excited for the new recruits. On the women's side, we're going to have 20 people. That's 6 more people to the women's side.
Full roster.
Full roster for the women's team. That means me and Haley don't have to swim every event
like
anymore.
Like the two free at conference.
Oh my gosh. Me and Haley both had to do
a two free.
That is a mid-distance event.
I am not.
And we are not mid-distance swimmers. We are sprinters to the core. Which, okay, I got a good time, but, like, my coach told me that I have to swim the 200 now, but we'll see how that goes.
I got told that I'm not swimming the 200 ever again.
Haley got told she's never swimming that event ever again because she didn't kick.
I did kick.
Yeah, it was there in your brain. It was there.
In spirit.
In spirit, but thank you so much for coming. Haley.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening to the Hawk Talk. I'm Angelina Pagliaccio, and this has been a production of the QU Media Podcast Network.